It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Officials are notifying 267 patients who underwent gastrointestinal endoscopy procedures at an Air Force Academy clinic that they might have been exposed to contaminated medical equipment. The Veterans Affairs Department announced yesterday an airman at the clinic skipped a step in cleaning endoscopes between June and September. The Academy says all scopes were thoroughly checked and found to be free of infectious material, but there's still some risk. Manitou Springs is encouraging input from community members for the city's first comprehensive master plan. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin reports.
The plan is expected to include a variety of issues, including housing, transportation, and land use. City planner Karen Birchtold says part will also include developing a unique hazard mitigation plan due to the number of natural disasters having occurred over the past few years.
The idea is that to really reduce your hazard risk, you need to really look at your long-term planning policies and make sure that they're not contributing to your risk, but rather helping to address it to reduce your hazard risk.
A community meeting is scheduled for late September, where the department plans to present a draft land use plan and the results of a hazard risk assessment. Birchtold says the department will likely finalize the comprehensive plan at the end of this year before it heads to City Council for final approval. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
And that community meeting is today at 3 at City Hall. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.